Please. We're in the middle of the Tosfos. I think it would be kedai to learn over again the Tosfos. Bekitza, we had had the Gemara that Rav Sheshes was made that if you had a tzvi that was nitzed, that was captured by goyim the first day, so it is permissible to be geshochten the second day. That's the Gemara. Imashkachas lo leitemelu, Rav Sheshes told Rabbi Bar Shmuel, don't tell Rav Chisde and Rav Nachman, he didn't want to eat the tzvi, because he was under the impression that Rabbi Yossi holds that Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Golius is a Kedusha Achas, and now he found out that he was wrong. Rashi posak, Sektoisvist, the bedover hanitzot oi hanilkat biyontav rishin shel Golius. Something that was captured or was cut beyond the rishin shel goyis, a malache was done in this food, the tzeirach Yisrael. So Rashi says the mamtin beyond the sheni, one is permitted to wait beyond the sheni bechdei sheyasu v'shori. So you wait in this man of Yom Tov Sheni, the time it would take for this malacha that was done be Isser be Yom Tov Rishon. So you wait Yom Tov Sheni in this man it would take. You shouldn't derive benefit from the malacha's Isser. So you wait this man it would take for this malacha to be done in Yom Tov Sheni, and then in Yom Tov Sheni, after that man, you're permitted to eat it. The Shori. The Vadai came along Bishnei Yomim Tovim Shel Goyis, the Shtei Kedusha same. The 2 days of Yom Tov are Shtei Kedushas. Kenemuch HaChoche, Veper Kame Debeye, Nami Paskinen, Noilda Boze, Muteres Boze, if a Beye was Noiled one day, it's Muter the second day of Yom Tov Shel Goyis, Alma the Shtei Kedusha same. It's not Kedusha Richter. Poho, some Emele, so since it's two Kedushas, so Rashi says, so memele, so there's a maman of shech. There's a maman of shech that if today was yontif, so then, if the first day was yontif, then the second day is chol. So memele, then I can wait bechdei sheyasu. If the first day was chol, so there's bechlal no reason to wait. V'ha de posik ha-pope hilchas ha-bereish ein tzodin, de nochi shehevi doiren li Yisrael. Anochi brought a doiran li Yisrael. We'll see that there, speaking about that, a malacha was done with this doiran. It was minay b'mechuber, and it was niktzar in yontif. Ula erev b'chdei sheyasu. So you're mechuyev to wait la erev b'chdei sheyasu. Perish bekunteris. Da hainu la erev di yontif rishin. The erev after yontif rishin, you wait the time it would take for this malacha to have been done, and afterwards it's muta. Umuta mimonavshah. The im yom rishin kodesh, if the first day was kodesh. So memeil it comes out that a malacha was done be isa letzairach Yisrael. So yom sheni chayl. So the second day is chayl. So memeil, so theoretically, I'm permitted to do malacha now. So memeila, so past a din from bechdei sheyasu, even though that is the chiddush of Rashi, even though bepoyel, the second day yom tov bepoyel is also not allowed to do any malacha, but since in lomdis, he's waiting the shir bechdei sheyasu, because if the first day, the whole problem is maybe the first day is yom tov, if the first day is yom tov, theoretically, I'm allowed to do malacha now. So there is, so I'm accomplishing something by waiting bechdei sheyasu. Toshorinen beye. Utsvi hanitzid. So that's where shorinen beye. Also, altsviman of shechesis. If the first day was yontav, the second day is chayl. Utsvi hanitzid beyond tevrishin. And this is our gemara. A tzvi that was captured beyond Tev Rishon, la'ochloi beyond Tev Sheni, to eat it beyond Tev Sheni. So you see close, so that what the Gemara says in Beye, ula'erev b'chdei sheyasu, Rashi is a stira to Gemara. It says you have to wait le'erev, and here it says you're allowed to eat at Yom Tov Sheni. So al-kochot le'erev is the erev of Yom Tov Rishon. You wait the erev of Yom Tov Rishon, and then you're permitted to eat it. Ulekamo nami gabihanu ganone. There was a maise, there were people who used to be kosher kilois for chasanim, they used to make canopies for chasanim. And they went, and there was cut for them hadasim. This was Yom Tov Sheni. Vishori luhu ravine lo'urte. So ravine said, there's no din bechlal of bechdei sheyasu. You can eat, since it's Yom Tov Sheni, since the malacha was done in Yom Tov Sheni, there's no din of bechdei sheyasu. La'ruchi bei la'alta. Alma kosova, sarashi boraraya from ravine. So from ravine you see klal, you don't have to wait b'chdei sheyasu after Yom Tov Sheni. Alma kosova, d'chi be'inon b'chdei sheyasu, haynu me'yom Tov Rishon. So, there's a din of b'chdei sheyasu, and he holds there's no din of b'chdei sheyasu. So, kochach, that's the chilek. You have to wait the b'chdei sheyasu after Yom Tov Rishon. But you don't have to wait the b'chdei sheyasu after Yom Tov Sheni. The tam b'chdei sheyasu meforish akuntres bein tzodim, and now Tosfos explains. The whole reason, if a malacha was done for a yid, he has to wait b'chdei sheyasu, so the reason is alumdis. K'dei shelo yehene mimeleches yontif. He should not derive benefit from the malacha that was done in yontif. Ulefi tamze vada yesh lahater le'erev yontev rishon. If I waited after yontev rishon, the evening after yontev rishon, b'chdei sheyasu, so I'm not deriving benefit from the malacha that was done in yontev, because if I assume that the first day was yontev and a malacha was done, so now it's chayil and I'm waiting. For the time that it would take to elapse for that malacha to be done, so I'm not deriving benefit from malachas yontif. The man of shech loy nehenem in malachas yontif, he's not deriving benefit from malachas yontif. Kedibrishis ulefizenami. If the whole lumdus is that one should not derive benefit from malachas yontif, ein tzorich lahamtin. So you don't have to wait the time it took for the hunter to go and hunt and trap and bring the tzvi, or the time it will take to go and to be tailish the peiris, because that zman that the goy was mevale to trap the tzvi or to cut the peiris, that's not called I'm having enough of Malachas Yontif. You have to be done how much time it took for the Malachas to be done. El Shir Tlisha Levat. Shir Tlisha Levat. That was the Malachas Yontif. That was the Malachas. That was the guy was Mevala Hours to Satoch Nitzemir. The whole Issa on me is I shouldn't derive benefit from the malacha that was done. The malacha that was done with this tzvi was the ma'isa tzeder, which took 5 minutes. Well, the ma'isa tlisha that took that amount. Elashir tlisha levad, shuhu berega echot kotin. This only takes a small time. The oz lo yehenem im malacha shantam. Then that's called I'm not deriving benefit from the malacha that was done in Yom. Vidavke, and when is there an issa that I'm not permitted to derive benefit from a malachas yontif, davke bedova hanasa bishvil Yisrael. If this was done for me, this malacha was done for me, so I'm not permitted in yontif, so I'm not permitted to derive benefit from this malacha. So echlahamtem bechdei sheyaso, avol bepeiris hanoishrim. Well, what happens if stamazoi peiris fell? Oisha, so it wasn't done for me. Oisha osa hanochi bishvil atzmoi, or the guy did the malacha for himself. So then there's bechlau no halacha of bechdei sheyasu. That's not called I'm deriving benefit from a malacha. Since it wasn't done for me, it's not considered I'm deriving benefit from a malacha. Ein tzorich bechdei sheyasu, ki da omar b'shabes b'perik shoyu, im Reiv Nachem Ba'ir, if Reiv Nachem live in the Stadt, and the Balon was Mechamen the Melchitz in Shabbos, Letzoirech Reiv Akum, so he was Mechamen the Melchitz in Shabbos, is B'meitzoi Shabbos Reichitz Bo Miyad. So Meitzoi Shabbos, he is permitted, Ayid is permitted to go to the Melchitz. He is deriving benefit from a Melech Shabbos. So you see that since this Melech was not done for the Yidin, it was done for the Rei Vakum, so Memele, so there's a Bechlal no Issa of deriving benefit from a Melech Shabbos that was done for a Goy. Now this is the kasha that the Rishonim ask on Rashi. If we say this formula, that the whole iser of the whole din of Yam Timbechdei Sheyasa is that he shouldn't derive benefit from a Meleches Shabbos or from a Meleches Yontif. And we're going so far to say that afilu the Goy did the Meleches. I didn't do anything, but if the Goy did the Melacha for me, there's also Loch I'm not permitted to derive benefit from a Melachas Shabbos V'yontiv. So what would be if I myself was Mechalo Shabbos? Mevashel B'Shabbos B'Shoigig. So here the Zichr should be such a din that what Shalo Yehenem in Melachas Shabbos. I was the one, he was the Chilo Shabbos D'Yeraisa. Omevashel b'Shabbos d'omad b'shoigik yeyochad abenetam es this kasha and Rashi. He shlugged up Rashi because of this kasha. Aval gav dinenem imeleche Shabbos. There is nenem imeleche Shabbos, and that's the whole Isra of Echdeshe Yamtin, and here he eats it in Shabbos. Is given the milsa de loishchiche loigozr beirabon. So Taisva says, this whole halacha of that he's not allowed to derive benefit, and he has to wait b'chdeshe yaptim, the whole thing is like zeira de rabbonim. And this amilsa lo shchicha that a yid should be mechal lo Shabbos, b'shoigik so lo gozru b'y rabbon. Ad kan shitas Rashi. Ubal halachis g'doylis meforish. The Bahag learns that tzorich lahamtim ad Moitzoi Yontev Sheini Bechdei Sheyasu. The Shitas HaBahag is that if a Goy did a Moloche for a Yid, Yontev Rishon, you have to wait after Moitzoi Yontev Sheini Bechdei Sheyasu. V'tam Kedei Sheyasu Yesh Leforish. What is the Lomdis? Mishum, that means if we would say Rashi's Lomdis, the Rashi's Lomdis is Kedosh Lo Yehenem Imeleches Yontiv. So then Rashi came with a mathematical cheshbon. He's not deriving benefit from Meleches Yontiv. Because Lomaisa, if yesterday was Yontiv, today is Chayil, and I'm waiting. So the Bahag Taisa said he had a different mahalach. Yesh Leforish Mishum Shema Yoyma, if a guy does a Meleche for me, we're afraid. Shema Yoyma Yisrael Enochi, if the halacha would be as follows, if the Goy does a malacha from a Yontav Rishon, and if the halacha would be, I'm permitted to derive benefit Yontav Sheini, so Memeila Shema Yoyma Yisrael Enochi, Lasis B'Yontav, Kedei Sheyecha La'alta B'Meitzo Yontav. So maybe, if this will be permissible, if it will be permissible for ye to derive benefit from Meleches Akum, that was done for him, and he'll be able to derive benefit Yontav Sheini, so that's Apil Tzakayr Leganev. So therefore, he will use this heter, he'll tell the Goy to in Yontav Rishin, he'll tell the Goy, he should be tzot for him, that in Yontav Geret, he'll tell him, in Fatik, in Yontav Sheini, he'll be able to derive benefit. So Memele, they wanted to show him that the Goy did Meloche for you, you're not permitted to derive any benefit till Meitzoi Yontev Sheini Bechdei Sheyas. So Memele, so he'll have no motivation to tell a Goy to do a Meloche in Yontev Rishon, since side by side he won't be able to derive benefit. B'zein Shaykh Elavadova Hanasa Bishvil Yisrael, Kedemash Menami B'Perik Shoyl. So Memele, so according to the Bahag, the we also understand, they said, if it was done for the Yid, so a guy, maybe the Yid will tell him to do it for him. Vahi bar tavye. Hi, Rashi had a raya from our Gemara. Our Gemara says that a tzvi was nitzit b'yontav rishon, and it was geshochten b'yontav sheni, and they ate it b'yontav sheni. According to the Bahag, if a tzvi is nitzit b'yontav rishon b'shvil Yisrael, you have to wait moitzoy yontav sheni b'chdei sheyase. So the Bahag learn shat, mayri be'itzit me'elof. It's not speaking about that it was nitzit be'iser and yontav rishon ayidei akum. If that would have been the case, there's nothing but to talk about. But speaking about that it was trapped from zichalein ayidei shayi metzudis prusais me'be'erib yontav. That Yidin had put out metzudis, and it was trapped in yontav. V'loin nochi. Not the story was the way Rashi says that a goy trapped it for a yid. So memele, so from our Gemara there's no raya whatsoever. The whole din b'chdei sheyasu, which Rav Papa Meseches Beis says you have to wait la'erev b'chdei sheyasu. That's speaking about if a goy did a malacha for a yid, then we're goyzer. He might tell the goy to do it. So therefore we asel till b'chdei sheyasu after Yom Tov Sheni. The Ravine de Shori La Aruchi Bela Alta. Rashi brought a raya that you don't have to wait so long. Because Ravine was Matir Amaloche. they were Toilish Hadasim Yontav Sheni. And Ravine said, as soon as it becomes Ois Yontav, you're allowed to smell them. You're allowed to derive benefit. You don't have to wait Bechdei Sheyase. So we see there's no Haloche. There is no halacha of b'chdei sheyase after Yom Tov Sheni. Shema leslei b'chdei sheyase klal afilu b'yom tov rishon. Maybe b'chlal Ravine does not hold this din of b'chdei sheyase by Yom Tov Rishon. Rav Yehuda b'chroch wants to say, what if Charlie doesn't hold the din of b'chdei sheyasu? Rotsa loimer, davke b'yontif. B'yontif he doesn't hold of b'chdei sheyasu. Mishum, the tliche uktzire biyontif einei elomi derabon ledas ha-toisvis v'roi v'apoiskim. So memela, that was the svar of Ravine. The svar of Ravine, Ravine is chilek ha-rav popetake. But why is he chilek? Because he holds, since in yontif, me'ikar adin, he holds tliche uktzire is also muta biyontif. It's only osami derabon. So memela, so there's no din bechlal of bechdei sheyasu in yontif. Avol b'shabes v'ada isla bechdei sheyasu. That's what Tosis wants to find for the Bahag. So he says avol Rashi l'shitosai, because he holds that tzeder is also min ha-toire. So then you can't differentiate between Shabbos and yontif. So Rashi l'shitosai had a raya. What is Pshat and Ravine? If the din of Bechdei Sheyasu is Mechayev to wait after Yom Tov Sheni, so why didn't he say to wait after Yom Tov Sheni? And Rashi, in the Zichra din of Bechdei Sheyasu, in Shabbos. So who a din it should be in Yom Tov also? What's the difference Shabbos and Yom Tov? Because Rashi holds Seydes also min HaTorah in Yom Tov. But Tosfos holds that Seydes only also min HaRabbanan. So Memela, that's why Tosfos could for the Bahag this way. Oishema islay, he holds, and this is a very geshmaki chilek, beyond tevrishin shumi deraise, beyond tevrishin is a deraise. So then they cancel b'chdei sheyasu b'meitzo yont tev sheini. But here it is speaking about that it was the whole melacha was done in yont tev sheini. So it was done in yont tev sheini. So the whole yont tev is a derabon and the yont tev, so there they didn't cancel b'chdei sheyasu. So memela, according to the Bahag, that the Bahag says the whole halacha of Bechdei Sheyasu was Bechdei, that he shouldn't tell the guy to do it. So memela, the kasha, that Tosfos had asked on Rashi by Mevashel B'Shabbos, According to the Bach, thanks to Lashon de Kashim, Avashel b'Shabbos osin shapir. That the Yoichel, the Lekel amigzarot, the Shema Yevashel b'Shabbos. Here is the Baya Goy, this Xeri might tell the Goy to do it. But here, why should we also tell another Yi to do it? I mean, the whole Xeri passed on it. Ulefi tamze, zuktach toisves, if the whole reason the halach is it's also bechdei sheyaso because we are afraid he might tell the guy to do it yontev rishon lefi tamze, and we don't want it. Is that what the guy did for the yid? If the yid will be able to derive benefit from it, so he'll go and tell the guy to do it lefi tamze yitzoich lahamtim meitzoi yontev sheni kishir sheyelech veyitloish veyavi. Fakert, if we want to prevent that he shouldn't do this, fakert, so whatever was told to be done in Yontif, all this time he won't derive any benefit at all out of it. Di kadesha yitlash levat, if we'll say it is only also kadesha yitlash, ikal amecha shema yemul anachi biyontif litlash, kadesha yechob meitzo yontif, acha shoma etes. That means if we are afraid, he's going to tell the guy to do it, that I'll kapon him. He should be able to have meitzo yontif sheini good food. So if you won't, if you'll just say the shit takes to the malacha, leitzach weiter, this knas won't stop him. Because it's still kedai to tell the guy yontav rishin, and he'll wait. How long does it take to make a tlisha? 10, 15 minutes. And he has meitzo yontav sheini. He has fruity. So lechayr, according to the Bahag, there's a different shira b'chdei sheyas. V'shema yesh loima dekuli hai loyich miru chachomen. They asked it in Yontev, and Meitzo Yontev, so they didn't go so far to take into consideration that all the time that was needed for the guy to be tzod and to be toilish should go into the Issa of Bechdei Sheyas. So this is the Mesupi. V'ritzvo oimer, the Yerushalmi, the Kire, Mashme, the Tam, Kedei Sheyas, Kedei Peirish Rashi. The Yerushalmi, Vaistois, V'Rashi, not like the Bahag. The Sanya Hosom, Leisamale Isha Kedere, Asosiyois Veturmusim, Vetitnem, Leseichatano Imcha Sheikha. She shouldn't put it, Leseichatano Imcha Sheikha, there is a chash of Shema Yechate, Vimosos Okein, Lamoitsoi, Shabbos Asurin, Bechdei Sheyasu, De Aser Bechdei Sheyasu, ומפורש עושם בוסו הוכי, ומנה שהנויאס שבס אולוב, he derived benefit from that, he did באיסר, he put in these associates to Muslim, and it wasn't in his bashel called Tzolchei before, so there was a Gzeir Hashem Yechate, מנה שהנויאס שבס אולוב, וכיוון דממתי בכדי שיעשה אין איננה ממלכש שבס כלום. So על קופונים we see from the Yerushalmi that the gather of בכדי שיעשו is Rashi's Lomdus. That the vile, the Issa that was done, the Pula that was done, he's deriving benefit from Melechesh Shabbos. So if we force him that he has to wait b'chayil, this man that took for this malacha to be done. So b'meila ein einenem im lecha Shabbos klum. That's the gedder of b'chdei sheyas. Now, till now, we were speaking about shnei yomim toivim shal goliyas, in a malacha that was done by a goy the first day yontiv. So according to Rashi, one has to wait meitzoy yontiv rishim b'chdei sheyasu. And according to the Bahag, you have to wait meitzoy yontiv sheini b'chdei sheyasu. Now, u'bishabes v'yontiv. What will be if you have not 2 days yontiv? You have Shabbos and afterwards yontiv, or yontiv afterwards Shabbos. Af leperesh Rashi osa mizeloze. Here we lost the whole cheshbon. That means, if let's say Yontif was Erev Shabbos, so a guy was tzad for him, or a guy was Talish Peiris for him, Erev Shabbos, Yontif. So Mameli derived benefit from it. So what do we say in Shabbos? So Shabbos it should be Bechdei Sheyasu. Shabbos I'm not allowed to eat. Shabbos I'm not allowed to be toilish. So what zman am I waiting? That means 2 days Yontif, so Pshad is Be'etzim, it's Chayl. And the whole tzad, that the first day is Yontif, the second day is Chayl. So theoretically, I could do it now Be'etzim. So if I wait it now, this man Heter, so I'm permitted to eat it. I'm not deriving benefit from a Melechus Yontif, because the Zman Chayl elapsed already, till I'm permitted to eat it. But if you have first Yontif in Shabbos, so Memele, so Shabbos comes after Yom Tov, there's no Zman Chayl that elapsed. I'm still deriving benefit from a Meleches Yom Tov. I would be unable to do it today. Today is Shabbos. So Memele, so Tosva says, here, according to Rashi, it will be also till Meitzoi Shabbos. Number one. Then Tosva says, Av bedovo habo michutz letchum bishvil Yisrael. And then Taisva says, a new chedish, dachsach mea. That Taisva says, not only a meloche that was done, that something was nitzat or nikta beyontif, so you have to wait till meitzoi Shabbos bechdei sheyasu. Now, even though something was brought mechutz letchum b'shvil Yisrael, so for him Shabbos will also be yasa. No be yasa b'chdei sheyasa. That's from where this is pshat and taisvis. The Masha does not learn like this, but it's very unclear. The Masha Shulchan Aruch will seem that this is pshat. There's a big machlokes hapoiskim. If by a malachi the rabbonon, by chutz l'tchum the zadina b'chdei sheyasu, and that's the ibra of Taisvus. By Shabbos and Yontif, af l'perish Rashi yosem izel ozer, af bedovo habo michutz l'tchum mishvil Yisrael. Period. So till now, Taisvus is speaking about that a malachi was done for a yid in Yontif, a malachi the reise, or havo michutz l'tchum, And Netaisa says here, Rashi will be made to the Bahag, that the Shir Bechdei Sheyasu is your husband, Meitzoi Shabbos. Ubedova hanitzot, but what is if something was nitzot in Yontif, not al yedei akum, it wasn't a trap. Vahanilkat, afilu sheloi bo bishvil Yisrael. Afilu, let's say something was nilkat, not for a yid. A guy was liking it for himself. So memele here, you don't have bechlal. The guy was liking it for himself. So here, lechayre Shabbos, it should be mutter. Suktaisves yesh leser b'Shabbos v'yontif mishum hachone. So Taisves says here we'll have another problem, that if you have something that was nilkat. Something that was nilkat erev Shabbos and Yontif. So it comes out, how do I have this Shabbos? Because it was nilkat Yontif. So we have a klal achone that afka a yom chol could be meichen for Shabbos. Yontif is not meichen for Shabbos. So memele, this tzede and this tlisha that was done, Yontif, this is Meichin Lesude Shabbos. So that's the klal. Achone is also Mishabbos LeYontif. So by Shabbos, till now we were speaking about by Sveikah D'Yoyme, so there was no Inyan Bechlal of Achone. Because there's a Sveikah D'Yoyme. Because there's a Mamon of Shech. One day is Yontif and one day is Chol. But now we're speaking about Shabbos after Yontif. Now we come into the Shail of Achone. So therefore, bedava nitzit vanukra filu sheloi bo bishvil Yisrael, yesh leso b'Shabbos v'yontiv, a Shabbos after yontiv, mishum hachone. Midi dahava beye sheneuda boze, asura boze. V'chei mashma bereish beye. So this is a new parsha, ready. Shabbos and yontiv afterwards, then we come into the parsha of hachone. The mashma osam, the rav, the osar beye, according to Rav, the rasa is a beye al tzachone, Osanami eitzim shenoshru min adekel. Eitzim shenoshru min adekel. If they fell down, noshru. Noshru means they fell down. No one took them off. But al kolponim, it comes out, so the shimush, The Shemesh Latzer is Noshrim in Adekel in Shabbos, and can I use it Yontif? So if Shabbos is not Meichen for Yontif, it's cool. The only reason I have Eitzim Yontif is because Shabbos was Meichen to Yontif. So the Neshiva of Shabbos made it that I have it on Yontif. Ain't Shabbos Meichen le Yontif. So Eitzim she Noshrim in Adekel, case number one. And this as if I say, is from Bavli. Now, please don't say three cases which take Yerushalmi. Ushiyare medure. Shiyare medure will be, let's say, that, a person had kindling wood, and let's say it was burning on Shabbos, and it's a chayskiloshin. It's left over from the medure. I want to use it in Yontif. It was burning in Shabbos, this is left over, I want to use it in Yontif. We'll say in a minute what the reason is. Ushiyare psila, or I had a wick burning in Shabbos, and it burnt out, and I want to use this burnt wick in Yontif. V'shemen shekova b'Shabbos, or I had shemen v'satzach oiskeloshen in Shabbos, and I want to use the shemen in Yontif. So the Yerushalmi says, according to Rabbi Biyosa. Now let us explain all these three halachas. Because all these three halachas, Taisus learns Pshat in Yerushalmi as follows. That, let's say, Medure. So wood that was once, that had burnt already, so the second time it's much easier to burn. So it's considered that Shabbos is Meichen LeYontif. That means that why you have an easy kindling wood in Yontif, also so Shein Gebren Shabbos. So it goes into the Gedder of Achoneh. The same thing, Shiyore Psile, if the wick was singed already in Shabbos, so that's a Bren in Yontif also. So therefore, Taisus holds Shiyore Psile of the Shabbos, that means you will Mazlik Erev Shabbos, and So the Shiore Psile that came about in Shabbos, now that it burnt in Shabbos, so this burning in Shabbos, wherever it burnt down, so this is enabling us to be madlik better in Yontif. That's also called Hachonim. And Shemen Shekova, the Mefoshim and the Yerushalmi say something very interesting, that Shemen that was once burning, and it got oiskeloshin, so the shemen is more tolul. It's a clearer shemen. As Isaac Tamude one of the Mefoshim and the Yerushalmi says this. So all these things fall into the gather of hachone. So I mean, this is bemis and muyim de kechidushim, that even though, let's say shemen, it's more tolul. Meaning it wouldn't be so tall, I could still use it Yontif, but since Lamaise, the Shemen is better, and it got better through Shabbos, and now if I'm using it Yontif, I'm using a better Shemen, and this came about through Shabbos. So therefore, it is also Al Tzachonim. The Mishneh Berurah brings down an Eitzah by a Psile, there's Mekilim, there's Chelkim on Taisus. It's a big Machloikis, but it's also Al Tzachonim. So the Mishnah Berurah says an Eitzah, you know what you should do? You should turn the wick on the other side. So Memele, so then you're not deriving benefit from the singed chelik. That's, as they bring to the, that one should be machmel by, according here, you have an Eitzah. Ubahalochis gedoilis behilchis yontif kosav. The afal gav, the dover hanitzot, vahanilkat, beyontif bishvil Yisrael. The Allah is daily said like this, even though something that was captured, or nilkat b'yontif b'shvil Yisrael, oser ad moitzo yontif sheini, bedovo habo michutz l'tchum b'shvil Yisrael, shari b'yontif sheini, chutz l'tchum is gringa. Midi dahave abeye shenildo boze muteres boze. Now, this dimion of the Bahag is Mamesh Sisrei Torah. Now, because we have to understand, the face of the lady is going to be Meirah this. This whole lumbus of the Bahag is that why did they ask that till Meitzoi Yontev Sheini? Because like this, it will be Mutter right away. He's going to tell the guy to do it Yontev Rishon. So, Kaponim, Epis, if Oilam Habevet and Nishkig, now Kaponim, Oilam Hazevet, and Dach Kriegen. That's why they ask that Bechdei Sheyasa. So the Bahak says, but if he tells, but if a guy brought something chutz l'tchum for him, so memele it is muta yontiv sheni. It's muta yontiv sheni, like beyish anil de bazem muteres bazem. So before, but he says it's muta. So here the Bahag, he says, avol kapone ba'avo chutz l'tchum, the Bahag is moide to Rashi that it is muta bechdei sheyasa after yontiv rishon. But nire, where did the Baha get this from? Shadig de ko mi de koma ba'ein sodim, ule erev asurim bechdei sheyasu, this halacha of Rav Pope, Mesechtes Beye, that says that it's also bechdei sheyasu, so this loshen was said, an im yesh beminoi bemechuba. That means the Gemara there speaks about two inyonim. One inyon the Gemara speaks about was a havochutz l'tchum. Another inyon the Gemara speaks about that there was a malachit done in Yom Tov Rishon. And when the Gemara speaks about Bechdei Sheyasa, the Gemara mentions this, Ola Erev Asum Bechdei Sheyasa, Im Yesh Beminei Bemechubel. There the Gemara says that the Bechdei Sheyasa. Bloi Koma Nami Al Habo Michutz L'tchum. There the Gemara doesn't mention Bechdei Sheyasa. Mash Medein Tzoch Bei Bechdei Sheyasa. V'taymo, Mishum De Betchum Mikilu, Chutz L'tchum is Ad Rabbonon. They were Mekel, so there you don't have to wait. Ke'en She'ikilu L'nyin Habo B'shvil Yisrael Ze, Mutal Yisrael Acher. So by Tchumim, they were Mekel. So, but then he said, Darabonon, Tchumim Darabonon, so they were Mekel. So according to the Bahag, there's no Din Bechdei Sheyasu whatsoever. He said before, according to Rashi, there is a Din Bechdei Sheyasu. Al kaponim meitzoy yom tevrishim bechdei sheyasu. Umiu, lebeye vada iloy medamina. But the dimyan that the Bahag made the beye l'shayach shem yoyim alanochik midav habochutz l'tchum. So al kaponim, the dimyan is very shver, but al kaponim, the lomdes taisvis understands because we could say, Tchumim we see kulis, because the whole Issa Tchumim we see applies only to me, Shehuva, Bishvilai. So, Mamela, that's how Taisus is Mazbir, Shitas HaBahag. Now, let's just go over quickly the Gemara further in Daf Mem, which we learned last week. Ahu Bar Tavia, it's at the bottom Shure of Daf Lamentesim at Beis. But the story was with Rav Sheshes and Rav Chisda Rav Nachman. The story wasn't the way we said before, that a Tzvi was Nitzid Yom Tov Rishin and Rav Sheshes did not want to eat at Yom Tov Shein. That was not the story. The story was as follows. It was brought Michutz L'tchum. Yom Tov Shein, he was brought Chutz L'tchum. Man da ochal sova habo bishvil Yisrael ze mutali Yisrael acha was bought for the Reish Gelusa, so the Reish Gelusa can eat it. But all the Tamid Chachamim who were eating by the Reish Gelusa, they're permitted to eat it. Man da lo yochal, the svara of Rav Sheshes was kol da osi lebei Reish Gelusa, what was brought lebei Reish Gelusa adaite de kulu. Rabbonon osi. It was brought for all the Rabbonon. So that was the machlokes Rav Sheshes and Rav Chisda and Rav Nachman. Rav Sheshes held that it is osi because it was really brought, when it was brought, the guy brought it ready for everyone, even though it was brought for the Reish Gelusa. It was taken into consideration all those who were Seimech and Al Shulchan Shal Reish Gelusa. And Rav Nachman, Rav Chisda held, no, it was brought for the Reish Gelusa, for him it's osi, for the Tamid Chachamim it's muta. Let us see Taisus. Adaiti de kulo rabbonon koso. Nire le ritzbo, do hochi ilchese. That we paskin like Rav Sheshes, that if it was brought for the Reish Gelusa, that means the intent was for kol asoimchem al shulchonik. The kain balon, ke Rav Sheshes klapi Rav Nachman b'isure. Rav Sheshes Rav Nachman, alochik Rav Sheshes. Klapi Rav Chisda nami ilchese kevosei. And the Rav Chisda also was chalik with Rav Sheshes. Shohoyo godil mimenu. Rav Sheshes was greater than Rav Nachman. Whenever they met one with the other, Rav Chisda mir tasiv vosei mi mas nisen da avsheishes. Rav Chisda, his lips used to tremble from the bekiyas of Rav Sheishes. All the baraisas Rav Sheishes knew mamish, a photographic memory he had. Meiridik, the bekiyas was meiridik. The Rav Sheishes mirta kule gufe mi pilpule de Rav Chisda. And Rav Sheishes wasn't a spoil, his whole goof used to tremble from the koyach ha-pilpul of Rav Chisda. For omas and mamela, so what do we see from this? We see as follows. Rav Sheishes was a gewaldike boki. And Rav Chisda was a mefalpul. Pilpul, Rav Chisda was greater than Rav Sheishes, and in Bekiyas, Rav Sheishes was greater than Rav Chisda. V'omar b'soif hoiriyis, Sinai v'oiker horim. There the Shaila was who to get for a Rosh Yeshiva, Sinai v'oiker horim. So which one is better? Sinai odif, takol tzrichin l'mori chitayim. So memele, so this is better, a Sinai is better. So memele, so here we have a machloikis, Rav Sheishes, here we have something that's brought l'reish gelusa. Is it osir for all the Talmidim? Is it osir only for the reish gelusa? So here a machloikis Rav Sheishes, the Sinai said that it's osir for everyone, and Rav Chisda, the oike horim said it's only osir for the reish gelusa. So he paskin Sinai odif. Like the Svasemis, he doesn't understand. He says, Bishloim, if you're getting a Rosh Yeshiva, so you want to know, Isha Ishkailas, you have to know who to get. So this one, Hakel Tzrichlem, he's a Boki, it's Gevaldik. You'll derive a lot of benefit from him. But here there was a Machloikis in Svarim. Here there's a Shaila, something that's brought L'Reish Gelusa, if Rav Sheishes would dig up his sleeve of Baraisa, listen, I found a Baraisa over here that says, like, me good, no, we can't sich nicht dinge with the Bekiyas of Rav Sheishes. But Rav Sheishes didn't bring any Baraisas over here. Rav Sheishes was a Machloikis in Svarim. In Svarim, Taine Ter is Rav Chisda besser. That's what he asks, a gewaldike ha'ora and toises. That's his Vasemis is ha'ora. He says, maybe if Rav Sheishes had gesagt, had a gehad a Baraisa. He had nicht gesagt, eigens. That's what he wants to fend for this Vasemis. I had to bring it down. But he had, Mr. Meyer a Baraisa. Bekitza, so toises says, lahaloche hilkach, dova habo michutz letchum. Bishvil Yisroel, also, lechol b'nei beisai lechel dadaiti de kulu kosi. In this shaila was brought, it's brought for the whole b'nei bayis, not only for the yochid, for the roish hamishpochas, and mamela, lalocha we paskin like Rav Sheishes. The second gemara, ahu, let us go over, and then we'll see Taisvis. Ahu lifte the osi le mechuzah. Lifte, the turnips were brought to mechuzah in yontif. Nofak Rove. So Rove went and inspected Goyim had cut turnips. Nofak Rove Chozye de Chmishe. So he inspected them. And even though they were tiny, says frische turnips had gekukti, they were wilted. Shore Rove le Mizben Mine. So Rove was matir that you're allowed to purchase it in Yontif because it was not Niktzar Hayoim. Was Nikzer Erev Yontif, some Emele, you're allowed to use it in Yontif. Oma Haivadi mi Ismail Nekro. My Amrit mi Chutzlutchum, see, this could be, was brought Chutzlutchum. Habo Bishvil Yisrael Ze, Mutter Lechel the Yisrael Achev, was brought for one yeet, another yeet is allowed to eat. For Choskein Haida Daita de Nochimos, this wasn't bought for the yeet, this was brought for the Goyim. Some Emechuzah was Roy Vakum. But then he saw there was a whole bunch of Goyish Seichim coming, which was not usual. He realized they're coming for the Yiddish Yontif. So then he asked out the Isser of Habo Michutz Lutchum. Zogt Toisvis, Havadai Mei Esmel Nekro. Now Toisvis has Amoyre de Kikash. We just learned the previous Toisvis. According to Rove in the Havamine, so this was Nekar Bishvil Akum. That's what is the Isser of Havo Chutz Lutchum. Just like the Havo was because of the Goyim, so the Akira was also because of the Goyim. Taisis brought a Gemara that if a Goy does a Malacha for a Goy, a Yid is allowed to derive benefit for it. from it. So why do you have to say that it wasn't Niktzar Hayoim? I feel it was Niktzar Hayoim. But since it was Niktzar Letzairich Hakum, just like, so are you, there's a lot to derive benefit. Why is it necessary to say, May Esmael Nekra? Zuktaisvis. Avol, I Hayoim Nekra. If it was Nekau today, also. Then it would be also. Avol Gav, Dadaita Denochim also. There's no issa of being nenim in meleches yontif because it was done for goyim. The time mishum muktze. Here it's a different parsha. Since this was mechuber, ayoyim, so memelim, so it's not minamulcham. Bafilu rabshum shim in the last lay muktze hochem oidem. Even the loy locked on my esmael. That is as far as since the yid wasn't like it, it may esmael akzino. So he was akits midaitai that he'll use it. That means if he had any intentions of using it, it would have been kaitzer erev yontev. And since he wasn't kaitzer erev yontev akzino, so it's called akzino. V'domi legreigris utzmukim. Greigris ot smukim shehela roish gagelis yavish. Rab Shimon also holds mukze, because since normally when you bring them al roish gagelis yavish, they become unedible. Normally they don't become roi lachila. So it's not minamuchan. It wasn't like it. It may esmael akzino. So he was akits midaitai that he'll use it. That means if he had any intentions of using it, it would have been Kaitzer Erev Yontev. And since he wasn't Kaitzer Erev Yontev, Akzino, so it's called Akzino. V'domi legreigris utzmukim, greigris utzmukim shehela roish gagelis yavish, Rab Shimon also holds mukze, because since normally when you bring them al roish gagelis yavish, they become unedible. Normally don't become roi lachila, so it's not minamuchan, it's not oimid to be eaten. So there Rab Shimon also holds of mukze. He's speaking of mukze. Now Rab Shimon holds that other things, if there is a subconscious rotzen or intention to use it, that's also called minamuchan. But something that is dachye biyodayim or akzina meyesmoil, so memela, so this was zicha not oimid to be eaten in yomtiv, so that's not minamuchan, and afilo according to Rab Shimon it'll be yosa. Vechein mashme bereisha maybe bebeyed the cholhecha de ein yoshiv umetzape. If there was not a subconscious rotzen that he might come to use this, that means if he had no intentions of using this, he was unable to use it, then even though in the middle of Yontav he became able to use it, so that's not called minamuchen, and it's also to use Yontav. V'chein peyesh ha-kuntres b'rei shein tzodin gabinochi shevi deirin li-Yisrael. So Rashi mentions this inyan of mukze also. So we say, since kiven the loy locked on me esmoil akzino. Pei kama de chulen, gabi ha-sheichet b'shabes mashmet, le have a mukze la Rab Shimon. Vafil la Rab Yehuda boi le meime mikod le have a mukze. So lechayre, you have this, just like you said, by mechuba. Kiven the loy locked on me esmoil akzino. So you have the same thing, kiven loy shocht on me esmoil akzino. But Zorich Loimer, the Mayri, there that Gemara is speaking about, B'yoshev u'metzapeh. That means, he never was Messiah Das, he had intentions to eat from this behemoth in Shabbos. How will it be geshocht in Shabbos? Shema yishchetenu, chere, shayte, v'kotten, v'acherim, reyin oisai. Kotten, oichel, neveels, and bezden, mitzuvun lafrishu. So maybe a kotten, or a tzachayskele, until cheshchite, so he was never Messiah Das from this behemoth. A cotton might decide to shech this behemoth. So memela, so there it's not mukze. Bim taima, lo malay taima bereish beya. Gabi Peiris HaNoishim. The Gemara says, so Taisvis just told us a Yisod, that Peiris that one Mechuber Betchilis Knisis Hayim is as far as even the Loilikton may Esmael Akzino, so that's Mukze. Dr. Taisvis of Peiris fell down. So the Gemara says in Beyed, Av Gimel Peiris HaNoishim, why is it also to eat from these Peiris? Shemo yale v'yitloish, cause he might, if he'll be permitted to eat it, he might be toydish a peiri. Taipik lay mishu mukze. V'yeshloime kegoin de islay oirvim. That Gemara speaking about, that this person possesses oirvim. So memele, his oirvim used to go and peck off some of these peiris for themselves. So memele, so it was muchanly oirvim. And he holds muchen loyven ave muchen loadam. So that means I never was messiah. Since I possess oichen, in its mutal or light to see that the oichen should have what to eat, and I'm relying on these peiris, that they'll be able to eat from these peiris, so these peiris were mina muchen. That means I had intentions, erev yontav yet, to derive benefit from these peiris. So memele muchen loyven ave muchen loadam. So memele, so that's why the Gemara to say, aber als aber zundere tam, you are not permitted to eat it, als gzeir Hashem yale v'itlish. V'hod amrini v'per kol kisvei, deim amidem beheime al gabi mukze b'shabitz, perish asab mishnitlishu b'shabitz. I said, I just had a yisod, muchen lo irvin hava muchen lo adam. So it's not mukze. The Gemara says in Shabbos, if you had asabim that were nitlash b'Shabbos, I'm not permitted to bring my behemoth to eat from these asabim because they're mukze. It was zicha muchen le behemoth. So to remain muchen le behemoth, the behemoth could have eaten it. So now that it was cut, so why is it mukze? Hoposhin and Hosim. So Tais says, but there the Gemara explains, Ken Shahoyu Aindim Bishas Chibun B'mokim Shebeim Elei Hoysi Yechoyle Lo Visham. There speaking about those Asabim, if the guy wouldn't have caught them, the behemoths were unable to get to that Mokim where the Asabim were growing. So Melet wasn't Mukhan Le Behemoths. If it wasn't Mukhan Le Behemoths, that's why it's Taka Mukze. Inami, another teretz, the tzorich taime, shema yale v'yitla. So one teretz was, it's speaking about, it's muchan according to everyone. He has oirvin, it's muchan loirvin, muchan loadam. Inami, Taisi says, another teretz, the tzorich taime, shema yale v'yitla, l'rab shimen, v'yoyishev u'metzape. He's the most going according to Rab Shimon, that yoyishev u'metzape is ois muktzis. We're speaking about a person who realizes that every day around five peiris fall down. So he's yoyishev u'metzapas, he never was mesir das from those five peiris. So memele mukze, it's not. So I would think that it would be muta, that's what the most to say. Also gzeire shema yale v'yitlash. V'im taima, taima de mukze lomale. Why do you have to say it's also alts mukze? Teipik lemishim shema yale v'yitlash. Aber it's the hobach doch anaye tam for shema yale v'yitloish. So mele, why do you need the tam of mukze? V'yishloime de shema yale v'yitloish lehavi ela b'peiris ha'ilon. This only applies by peiris ha'ilon shekalim litloish. That means it doesn't involve a drawn out process to cut it. You just go in there. If you see there's an apple there, an apple that fell down, so you'll eat the first apple, and there's an apple dangling in front of your nose, so without thinking, you'll schlep down this apple and eat it also. That means that it is a very easy process to be tailish. So there, Chazal wa Geyser, he's involved in eating apples, he might be tailish another apple. Avol liftois, the boy more v'chatzine. In order to harvest liftois, you need a more v'chatzine, a loy. So there, Chazal were never chayish that if you'll be mad to him, liftois is going to start going and putting on his farmer's clothes and take out the keli, the harvesting kalim. You'll never do such a thing. So memele, so here we need taka the time of mukzah. V'chaim b'mashkin. By mashkin shezovu, they were geyser, shema yisroit. Lefishe kalim lishoit. Because that's kal lishoit. He says, shema yala v'yitlash and shema yisroit. These are pulis which are done readily and easily without any hachone. So here they were geyser. If you'll start deriving benefit from Damascus, I'll give noch hakvetch, taki the Damascus tasted good. V'dogim shenitzudu b'yontiv, asurim mishum mukze. Forget, dolten pas doch nicht, the time of Shemayala v'yitlosh, because this is, you don't, this is not a pu'ula kala, you have to go to trap a fish. So there's a kosa al tzmukze, ke groigus a tzmukim. V'loi mishum de gazrine Shemayotze. V'teida, the besoif kol kisve, gabi mile mayim lebehemtoi. The Gemara says, let's say there was a boyer which was a Rishus HaYochid, and it found itself in the Rishus HaRab. And a guy went and took out water from the Rishus HaYochid, from the boyer, Mila Maim LeBehemtoy. So the din is that a Yid is allowed to derive benefit from the water. The Nochishid LeKaner, for himself, V'osa Kevesh, Le'yisrini LeYisrael LeYred Achov, to go on the Kevesh, on the ramp, Gzeire Shema Yasenu. So you see klar that this gzeire of Peres HaNoishrim Shema Yala VeYitlosh is only which pulis which can be done without any hachonel whatsoever. Tuv Yehama was Moira. Nochish Hidlik Aner, you need a match to do it. It's not something that can be done easily. You need hachonis for it. And they need a match. We're speaking about this man Chazal was more than a match. He needed a whole contraption in order to make a nair, to make a fire. So Mamela there Chazal won geyser. He says Chazal were only geyser by Tlisha, which you just give a schlep and the apple falls down. You just give a kvetch and you have juice ready. This is Dvorim Kalam. This Chazal were afraid that since he's being involved in the peiris or in the juice, he might be soichet or teilish. Yeah. Boho, the medami. Pepeir kama de chulun shema yishchoit le shema yishchoit. So lochayre, Taisa says, I just had a gewalde kechilik. Shema yishchoit is a pula which can be done right away without too much preparation. And shema yishchoit is a ganze parsha. Ava motzle mitleid loidomi ke de pirash, ele de blav ochidochi le shap. Einachanam. Zogt de gemara weiter. Rabbi Daisi Oima, we had in the Mishnah, Rabbi Daisi said that a person who's davening for the Omed Rosh Hashanah the first day, he should say, Achlitzenu Hashem Alekeinu Shem Rosh Chodesh Hazeh, Im Hayoim, if today's Rosh Chodesh or Zayin Haint, Im Lamochel Oima, Hayoim Im Emesh. V'loi Hoidu Loi Chachomim, the Chachomim did not approve of this Nusach to be said on Rosh Hashanah. We were by Rav Huna Ibo Yilon. We asked him a shaila. Ma'u lahaskil shal reish chodesh bereish hashana. Is one permitted or mechuyev to be maskil reish chodesh bereish hashana? In Tefillah, do you mention reish chodesh also? What is the shaila? Kim and the chalukim b'musafim and the kolbenis musaf. There was a musaf shal. Reish Hashanah is Reish Chodesh, and it's Reish Hashanah also. They're two different and distinct Yomim Tovim. You bring a kol Musaf for Reish Chodesh, you bring a kol Musaf for Reish Hashanah. It's Kimin the Chalukim be Musafim. Amrinim. So you mentioned today's Reish Hashanah, and today's Yontev. Oidil mezikorim echad oilu lekan olekan. Or perhaps, since, let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Kim nachlukim b'musafim shemakrivim musfei rosh chodesh u'musfei rosh hashanah. There's different kabbos chesiv about oilas hachodesh. Besides oilas hachodesh, you makiv the musfei rosh hashanah. Is amrinim betfilah nami es yoim rosh hachodesh hazeh bes yoim azikoren hazeh. Oder will say as far as zikoren echad es yoim azikoren hazeh dachmon ekari zikoren. Tachsiv zichrein truah, that's all Rosh Hashanah is a yom zikaron. B'Rosh Chodesh nami, ksiv ahoyu lochem lezikaron. So zikaron echad oyle lekan u lekan. So he says zikaron, that's enough. because Rosh Hashanah is called Yom HaZikaron. So Mel, the Zikaron is Kailo, all the Yomim which are the Zikaron. And Vahayu, and by Rosh Chodesh also says, Vahayu Lachem LeZikaron. The Tzvas Emes is Ma'ira, a Geshmake Ha'ora, and this Rashi. Let us see this Pasuk. B'yom Simchaschem, uv'moyadeichem, uv'roshichatsheichem, skatem, yishibibitakeya, v'hoyu lachem lezikaron. The Gemara says, it brings us a free, b'yom Simchaschem, zu Shabbos, v'roshichatsheichem. So you see Shabbos, v'hoyu lachem lezikaron. So the zikaron is going on, roshichatsheichem, yom Simchaschem. So Memelis, Shabbos is also called Lezikaron. And we'll see later, Klo, by Shabbos, there's no Havamina whatsoever. You shouldn't be Maskir, Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah. So Lechayre, if the whole Lomdus is, since both of them have Hashem Zikaron, Boyu Lechem Lezikaron, Prektus Vasem is, the Hoyu Lechem Lezikaron is going on Yem Simchaschan, is going on Rosh Hashanah. So Memelis, so why is Rosh Chodesh a Shaila and Shabbos is Poshid Yudamon? Al Kaponim, that's the Gemara Shaila. Dima Zikon Echad Eilu Kan Al Kan. Om Alon, so Rav Huna told us, to Nisua, she brings a raya. Rabbi Doi Sa'i Marivos Nea Teivim. So Memele, and he said the Svile, V'loi Hoidu Loi Chachomim. My love, Lahazkir. So Rav Huna said, what did the Taina, they have to Rav Doi Sa'i, you should not be maskir Rosh Chodesh. That was the Taina. The Gemara, loy lahasnis. No. You can be maskir Rosh Chodesh. The Tanai was that what they had against Rav Doi Sa'i. Let us see Rashi. My love, loy hoidu ala haskir koid, loy hoidu ala haskir shah Rosh Chodesh b'Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara, no lahasnis. Im hayoim im lemocha, ala stom eleimo, she can say Rosh Chodesh, but don't make a tnai. Today is Rosh Chodesh, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. You don't say such a thing. Zuk the Gemara weiter, I'll prove it to you. Hachinami mistavre, that the avlis, that olay hoidu loy chachomim, was the lahasnais, bediktoni bebraise, bechein hoi rabdaisa oise, beroshe chodoshim shal kol hashone kula. And Rosh Chodesh shall call Hashanah Kula. He also used to say this Nusach. Achli Tzein, if you aim a Rosh Chodesh, it's aim a Yom Rosh Chodesh. If not, he used to say this night. V'loi hoidu loi, and they were against this Nusach. I amrit b'shloim elahas nois. If you say that the whole thing they were against of, they did not like this night. B'shemochi loi hoidu loi. So memeila, so it's very good. They weren't made it. Because they don't want him to say that night. Eli amrit lahaskir amai loy hoidu loy. So memele. So that's why you see that the taina was on lahasnis. Behello mai lahasnis. What are you telling me? That they have a taina on the hasno. Lomali leflugi betartis. Why do you need a braisa to tell us? They used to say it every Rosh Chodesh. They didn't like it. And the Mishnah tells us he used to say this Erev Rosh Hashanah. He also didn't like it. So if Rosh Hashanah is an under alumnus, Rosh Hashanah is alumnus because he called Nechad Eilu Lekan Olekan, some Emele, so then it's good. So that's a Machlekes in Rosh Hashanah. But if you tell me that the whole Isser Sayef Rosh Hashanah, in Sayef Rosh Chodesh, the whole Isser is als the whole Isser is als the Hasno, so lomali flugi betalti. So it's a gemara tzrich. Di ashmina Rosh Hashanah, hava mina bahokam rebonu deloi, mishum dosi lizul zuli bay. Ava barashi chadoshin shal kol Hashanah kula eima moide leila rabda Isser, ויתמר בהו כמה רבדו יישא אין ראש חיידש, אבל בהך אין המוידו לרבונון, צריך, let us see רשי, זאת רשי, בראש החדושים של כל לשון, נלעסי, זאת אומרת, ימים למוחה, לסתום עליהם וכן ימים למוחה, בראש החדושים של כל לשון, שהוא סופק עם עברו בזן, לזלזולי, so I would say that after ראש השון ינד על אותו, אם אחזקין עלי סופק, also lizulzuli bishneim. That means if you're going to say maybe today's Rosh Chodesh, maybe tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh, so you're saying in other words that there's a suffix. Vakerze, the Mashogev, after I know, usually by 2 days Rosh Chodesh, the second day is the Ike day. So, Kaponim, by talking about Rosh Chodesh, Heint Rosh Chodesh, Morgen Rosh Chodesh, so me mele, you'll be Mizalzel and Yontev. Avo Kemrinin Stome, Marsekin Lohu, Biktu Shachas. So me mele, that is the Chiddush of Rosh Hashanah. That Chiddush of Rav Doise, and that's why the Chachomim are Chaylikadim. Avo Bishal Chadoshi, the Shori Bimalochim. You won't be mizalzul and malache. Eime moidele is kamash malon, but they're not moide. So just one nekude, I saw the magia of the, and the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz is mevaya. So what's taka wrong to be masna every Rosh Chodesh? I mean, is that good? Today's Rosh Chodesh is ein azay. If morgen's Rosh Chodesh is ein azay. So he brings a Yesaidis to Ketzlach and Mesechtes Brochis. The Tzlach says that Rosh Chodesh had a halacha of Kedusha Achas. Because just like they were Mesakin in Rosh Hashanah, that if the Edom came in Amincha Lamaila, also Ayoim Kodesh or Lamocha Kodesh, this halacha applied by all Rosh Chodoshim. That if the Edom came in Amincha Lamaila, you won't mekabel them. Today was Rosh Chodesh and tomorrow was Rosh Chodesh. So be'emesin Rosh Chodesh as a din of Yom Arichte. So therefore, the Chazal have a taine, that's why the Chachamim had a taine on Rab Doise, that he said this tonight. So that's a machloikas afilu b'shar Rosh Chodeshim.